Filling technology jobs can be a challenge for many businesses across the Valley. They need engineers and software developers, technical support staff, and project managers. That's where the Maricopa County Community College District hopes to make a difference. The district will launch its new Information Technology Institute in Mesa this fall. Dr. Linda Collins is Department Chair of Business and Information Systems at Mesa Community College. She's a key player in creating the IT Institute, which she says spun out of conversations with different businesses and a project with Apple.
We were connected with Apple last year, and they have a project that's called Everyone Can Code, and it's using programs called Swift and Xcode. And students will learn how to program apps like you use on your Apple, either your iPad or on your iPhone. And so this can be accomplished when we took a look at what they said needed to be done for students to be successful. We found we could do that in 9 credits. That's not traditional. Traditional is usually 16 credits, a larger CCL or a degree, and we found that we could do it in 9 credits. So partnering and finding out that there were 10,000 open jobs in Maricopa County alone that were going unfilled for app developers because the talent wasn't there, that's when we really started to think, we need to package this differently. We need to connect differently with our business and industry, as well as with our students, and to design our curriculum a little bit differently.
What kind of students do you hope to attract?
I can say that this project has attracted all kinds of students. Our youngest student was 17 and still in high school. Our oldest students are retired, and a lot of diverse backgrounds, cultures, interests, reasons to do it. Some of the students were doing it because I had 2 return to the workforce women who said, I would like to do this and start my own business and we'll work together at home. I had other people who were retooling. I already knew these languages. Now Swift and Xcode are there. I want to learn that too. And another big piece of this as we're working with this are the soft skills. And I think an important part of it is not just the fact that we're teaching these classes, but how we've constructed our first classroom. Our first classroom is not traditional. We have it in quadrants. We have a quadrant, which is an entry level area where people can come in and chat a little bit. Then we have another quadrant, which is our soft space where the students can sit down at a couch and a couple of chairs. We have a Keurig, we have donuts and cookies, and they can collaborate together. And then we have another quadrant where we have the classroom environment where the students can sit down and work at brand new Macs and iPads and iPencils and iPhones. And then we have another area where the teacher is, where the teacher sits up at the front and walks around, sometimes dances around to do demonstrations. And we do it in a team teaching environment, so we have the instructor at the front of the room doing demonstrations with another instructor going student by student and helping them collaboratively.
The IT Institute is going to officially launch this fall, will operate initially out of downtown Mesa. Why Mesa?
Mesa is a great place to have this because I'm not sure if everybody knows about it, but it is considered part of the IT core. And that IT corridor runs from south of Chandler all the way up to North Scottsdale. And in addition to that, there are a lot of new companies that are coming down into the downtown Mesa area, making it that kind of innovation core. And it was a logical place to be. We know that some of the other universities are going to be down in downtown Mesa. And so we're not there yet, but the idea, the concept, the communication, the collaboration with the chancellor and with the mayor is what is really bringing all this together.
How will you define success?
Success is an interesting discussion because traditionally success has been defined at the community colleges and many other institutions as completing a degree. And we are looking at a lot of different innovative ways to show our success. We've talked about internships. We are talking about micro-credentials where students only need maybe 6, 9, 12 credits, and then they're employable because we're aligning to business and industry needs. We're looking at badging, and badging is something that you can give to students when they have achieved a competency. Maybe they have learned something as a part of a course that could qualify them as an expert or at a certain level, and then they could have several different badges. And then all of these are stackable, where we would take these from the smaller credentials and then build them into larger certificates or maybe a degree, and even some transfer degrees, because we've been working and talking with ASU and NAU and some of the other universities as well.
Linda Collins is with Mesa Community College. KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District.